10 past 5, and rather unexpectedly, but I'm quite delighted that we have Stephen Grusd back on the line. Stephen, are you there, and can you hear us and us you this time?
That's a good question. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Do not move. Do not go anywhere. This is utterly perfect. Absolutely perfect. And this is what this conversation actually needed, because it's a very important conversation, Stephen. Let's get to the downgrade. Yeah.
Okay. So it's long been a BDS aim to break diplomatic relations between South Africa and Israel. They believe that Israel is an apartheid state, and that South Africa, given its past, should not have anything to do with Israel. And so, but in terms of policy, this first surfaced in June 2017 in the ANC's policy conference that was brought by the Western Cape branch. They kicked the can down the road. They didn't want to make a decision then. There was a hard lobbying by the Jewish community. But by the time NASREC came around with the ANC's conference in December 2017, it was actually adopted by the ANC as policy, and it said that this downgrade should happen immediately and as soon as possible, and should downgrade from a full diplomatic relations with South Africa and an embassy to make it a liaison office. And so this has been on the policy. I think an important distinction is between what the ANC as a party says and what the South African government says. Of course, the ANC is the ruling party, so Durko was given this mandate to downgrade the relations, but so far it hasn't been there hasn't been anything formal until the minister's speech last week, but even that is not final.
Stephen, what is the implication of this decision?
So I think the community that will be hardest hit, no doubt, if it goes through, would be from the South African Jewish community. I think it would make us feel very uncomfortable. An interesting question is whether Israel would have to close its embassy in South Africa. Now, I was on a panel discussion last Thursday, and the Deputy Ambassador Ayelet Black was on there, and I actually asked her the question. I said, if South Africa does go ahead with the downgrade, what will this mean for Israel? Because normal diplomatic practice would be, if you downgrade your embassy, I will downgrade my embassy, and I will, we'll break off relations. Of course, that's something Israel really doesn't want to do. I don't think in the grand scheme of things it's going to be a very positive move. I think there's no economic reason for it. It's purely political. I think the communities that will be disproportionately affected would be the South African Jewish community and its Christian supporters. One wonders whether this is an election ploy. It's a few weeks before the election. In fact, I wrote about this in the Jewish Report a couple of weeks ago, but most people say, that there's so many factors that go into one's choice when you go into the election booth, and that, in fact, actually, the Muslim population of the Western Cape is only about 5% of their population. It's about 85% Christian. The timing is interesting.
I'm just kind of flabbergasted that South African Jews are as absolutely powerless as we seem to appear to be from a political perspective. Do we just have no voice or no lobbying power whatsoever?
Well, I think the communal organizations, the Board of Deputies, the Zionist Federation, etc., have worked very hard behind the scenes to try and avert this from happening. But Minister Sisulu, Cyril Ramaphosa came in very soon after that. It was mentioned in Parliament that this is ANC policy, and this is therefore government has to execute it. The Jewish community is 70,000 strong, or maybe a little bit more than that, but around about there. It's a tiny minority in South Africa, and I think they've tried very, very hard. But this looks like it might be going through. But again, we don't have timing. But the fact is that our ambassador was recalled from Israel last year in May, when there was that terrible violence at the Gaza fence. And he did go back to the country, but then there was a denial that he was actually back in an official capacity. And the big news really of what Minister Sisulu said was that South Africa is not planning to replace an ambassador. So we haven't had an ambassador in Israel since May, and there's no plans to fill that post.
So what's next, Stephen? Criminalization of young South African Jews who fought in the IDF. I mean, where do we go from here?
You know, I mean, if you want to see the playbook, go to the BDS website and look at their various campaigns. They've made important inroads. One hoped that sanity would prevail on this, but I think what's next is if they're going to have technicalities, what the minister said was they have to look at legal relations with Israel at the moment, whether there are any bilateral treaties in effect which might need to be altered. So it could still rumble on for a number of years, and maybe we'll have a new government in Israel in a few weeks' time, or tomorrow, and maybe in a few weeks' time we'll have a new government in South Africa, which is probably unlikely.
Highly unlikely for both, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, so unfortunately this is not a happy story.
No, it's not a happy story. And Stephen, you know, I've spent some time on YouTube sort of looking at the Jewish community in Iran, because it completely fascinates me how a country that can be so anti-Israel actually still supports a Jewish community, and somehow in their minds they manage to have differentiated between Zionism, Jews, etc. And I kind of had this little view into our future. We're going to be cowering Jews in South Africa, too scared to admit publicly what we support or don't support, because they're making their choices, and the choices are quite clear.
It's gone very ugly. I mean, I think the Jewish community in South Africa has been very courageous, and has done its best and tried to pull every lever on this one, but it doesn't look like that it's been successful. And yeah, I mean, one wonders. Many people are wondering if there's a future in this country, this sort of decision isn't going to help.
No, certainly not. Not a positive way to end it, but that's where we're going to leave it. Stephen, thank you so much, and thank you for finding your way to a Skype telephone, because that was infinitely better. And no doubt we will be speaking to you sooner rather than later about all manner of things.
Thanks, Simon.